But I tell you, he did not believe God had forsaken him. He knew, despite all his torment on the cross, that God was faithful and would raise him from the dead. But that did not take away the suffering of the present moment. And God is compassionate, especially considering Christ himself said those words. He is compassionate if we feel forsaken, if we feel troubled on every side. He is compassionate. But that's not what the wilderness was. They not only, you know, they refused to go forward when he said go forward. They rebelled against him grievously. It wasn't simply a matter of, we are faint. Oh, Lord, we are faint. Lord, save us. Lord, we're afraid we're going to die. No, it was, God, you hate us. You wanted us to kill us. You're doing this to destroy us. And they believed it. I know I've uttered foolish things in my past, in my moments of my deepest sorrow and fear. Well, what do you do about it? You know, do I regret it now? Well, I learned from it. And I regret having done everything I have ever done that was sinful. But I know this, that by fearing now and not believing God now, I don't help my situation. My situation is not improved by continued unbelief. Like if I was to say, and because I said that, I'm lost forever. There are consequences to pay for things that we do. And Lord knows I've paid consequences for things. But it is only when we give up. And when we show we have no faith. That's where we really lose. We've got to hold our confidence, our gospel. The thing we place our confidence in. This is a different word than the word confidence earlier in the chapter. We had what? Confidence in verse 6 is a different word. It means outspokenness. And this is a setting under, a support, an assurance. You know, this is, we want to hold on in our faith. You know, sometimes many things can come against us to try to break our faith down. And I know I shouldn't have experienced that. Faith was not easy for me. It's probably one of the difficult things for me. And I mean true faith. I don't take it lightly. To me, faith is absolute belief in what God speaks to us. To have an absolute belief and trust is something that is with effort for me. Whereas other things come very easily to me. Maybe others have no effort at one thing. And, you know, it's different gifts to different people. But in spite of all the difficulties in that, I know that I've always held on. So you hold on. And maintain your faith. Even when it seems bleak. Hang on. Hang steadfast. Doesn't mean you don't cry. It doesn't mean you do not feel. God doesn't expect us to be automatons. He brings us sometimes into circumstances to break our hearts. To change us. Because I tell you what, I never change more quickly or more thoroughly than when my heart is broken. So those painful moments can work much good. So there's a difference between a broken and a contrite heart, which God does not despise, and an evil heart. What is an evil heart that departs from the living God? It's one that, you know, God brought the Israelites out wholesale. Just, it's like, imagine he came to your town and grabbed every person in that town who was left-handed. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is, he arbitrarily took one family and brought them all out. Everyone related to John Smith, you're coming with me, you know? And so that you collect good and bad. The kingdom of heaven is like a net which was cast in the sea. And it was brought in, and in it there was good and bad. And they took out the bad and kept the good. And that is very simply how it works. That the gospel goes out and it reels in all kinds of people. Not all of them intended for salvation. Some of them are intended for examples. Like those here, written over here. In the Israelites in the wilderness who fell. Many people who believe in the gospel, who think they believe it, who seem to have something, are going to find out that they really have nothing. And that which they seem to have is going to be taken away from them. And these verses just reiterate that, you know, it could be what you think you've got can be taken away. Just because you think you have salvation doesn't mean that that's what God has ordained. Doesn't mean that God chose you for it. Doesn't mean he elected you to it. Me, same thing. Just because I think I have the election of God, just because I think, you know, I teach in your name, I do many wonderful works in your name, that doesn't mean anything. If at the end of the race, my faith fails and my heart is revealed to be evil in departing from the living God. Notice, they depart. That is what an evil heart does. It departs from God. You don't even have to verbally renounce the faith. There are many hearts in churches whose hearts have departed from the Lord. Their hearts are not towards him. Their hearts are not believing in him. There is something else. I don't know other men's hearts, but I know these things are there because the scriptures talk about these things. If they didn't talk about this, then it wouldn't be. But because it's written up here, I know it exists. So we exhort one another daily while it is called today. That's why I try to do my Bible studies on a daily basis. To exhort those who will listen, both of you, to take heed. Right? I want to exhort you not to be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is deceitful. It is extremely deceitful. It will, you know, hath God said, thou shalt not eat of all the trees of the garden? Hath God said?